You know, a lot of people think about Italian as a country, looking about pizza, pasta and mandolino, and can tell you, we love pizza, we love pasta, we no one playing mandolino anymore. A lot of Mediterranean countries are very stick to tradition, and the same is also in IT.
Someone asked me, who is your biggest competitor? My answer, it was our culture, because changing in Italy is not easy.
Italy is steeped in tradition. Even when it comes to IT, change isn't easy. I'm Ken Kaplan for the Tech Barometer podcast. Recently, I chatted with two Italian pioneers on the front lines of the shift from hardware-centric to software-defined. Alberto Felicetti is the country manager for Nutanix Italy, and Christian Turcati is the technical director. Here's my conversation with them, recorded between sessions at the 2019 Nutanix Europe Conference in Copenhagen.
I had a car big enough to put inside the demo machine. Unfortunately, to the first floor and bringing in my home the demo machine, it was not really easy. But that was a part of the game at the beginning.
Alberto was the first to bring Nutanix technology to Italy, just a few short years after the company launched in 2009. One of his first employees, Christian Turcati, recounts a similar experience.
I told my wife, I'm joining a software company. And at the end, I have my car full of boxes and my garage box too. And so she was saying, are you a software company or are you still moving boxes?
So is that changing now that we go to subscription, that you'll also get rid of the boxes, you hope?
It's changing a lot, honestly. So our strategy to become more software-defined, it's really becoming concrete. And customers also realize that we are not anymore an appliance technology and very enjoy the flexibility to use software in their environment and different hardware as they prefer.
Talk to me how it was in those early days that you were bringing customers what and what did they want?
So we was bringing technology to the customer in our car. So we just tell them what this technology is looking to do or can help them. And after we was just open the car and show how it works in reality, because we tell them things that are very disruptive. And after you show in few minutes how it works, it's really impressive.
What was the thing that they saw and were convinced?
I tell you one interesting story. I was more or less 400 kilometers far from my home. So I woke up at about 3 a.m. I went to take back an appliance to a customer to bring to another one. It was really interesting to test our solution, the box. And so I left him the box. It was Friday evening. And what I said to the customer, it was, don't worry, the next week I will engage the distributor that will support you in building the environment using Nutanix. I was working during the weekend on my PC, and suddenly I started to receive email with picture. And the picture were the Prism picture from the customer, and I said, what are you doing? Oh, I installed Nutanix. How did you do it? Oh, I taken a look on YouTube, I found some interesting video, and I reconfigured completely the machine, starting from scratch, and it's running. Oh, wow. Ah, by the way, I installed also SAP with ASA database. It's fantastic. So you understand what the disruption of Nutanix. This guy never face Nutanix, didn't any training and so on, and starting from scratch, he was able to build a complete infrastructure using our technology, SAP integration before we announced it. So that was really disruptive for the customer.
You describe kind of the era that we're in, that people can just grab stuff and go with it if they believe it. What was holding them back before? They were struggling to make the pieces work, and you came and helped them with something like Prism, connect everything easily.
Yeah, they struggle in doing more or less everything because you cannot take days in providing an application. Only because you take days to provide a VM to run the application. You cannot take weeks to upgrade an infrastructure. You cannot have people dedicated to the traditional infrastructure only to do stupid things day by day. Nutanix was really the answer to all these pains the customer had. So to be more business-oriented, but allow them to be really competitive in the market.
What changes have you seen? What customers want or how their needs are changing?
So the transformation from customer point of view was really surprising us. You know, a lot of people think about Italian as a country, looking about pizza, pasta, and mandolino, and can tell you, we love pizza, we love pasta, we no one playing mandolino anymore. So a lot of Mediterranean countries are very stick to tradition, and the same is also in IT. So people try to use the same technology, but what differentiates Italy is that we try to maximize everything from the technology. The customers start to understand that Nutanix platform is so flexible that can they do what they want at the time that they want. And so it's really shifting their mind, and they clearly understood our message becoming computing invisible is becoming key. And so the journey started to simplify infrastructure, IT, and move it to cloud, and it was easy for us to have the right feedback from the customer that it's a journey they want to do. So there is a match between traditions, a new way to think.
If you think about Italians, we are strange because at the beginning when someone asked me, who is your biggest competitor, my answer it was our culture, because changing in Italy is not easy. But to the other side, it's strange what's happened because, you know, Nutanix is really well known as the VDI company. That was 2012, 2013. But in Italy, we never sold VDI, by the way. We got big data integration. We got a database on Nutanix. We got all the possible strange integration. We did it. No VDI at all. So people in Italy are black and white. They continue to use the traditional architecture or they completely change. And Nutanix was the driver also of this change.
Let's talk about some of these challenges of Italy. People aren't playing mandolin. We talk about tradition and not changes, but there's so many cultures in a small area and you're covering the whole country.
At the beginning, we was just few guys, so we traveled everywhere. And, you know, we use our style to create intimacy to the customer. But we clearly understand that you say that it's local to have a focal point. So we decide to arm people with local content. So the idea was really strategic to have people coming from the region that they have a strong knowledge and intimacy for a local customer.
And I will add also the local dialect. Because if you go to sell in the northeast of Italy or you speak the local dialect, forget to sell anything. You cannot, simply. They don't trust you.
So what we really work is to find the right balance between local resources, cover all the country, be close to small customer and even big customer. And it's not more difficult to sell to the enterprise. The difficulty is the same, because with Nutanix, we are going to the core of the production of the customer, whatever is their dimension and their needs.
Do you have any memories of like the most remote place or the trip that a customer took you to a place you hadn't seen in Italy? And
to have a Nutanix block on a gondola in Venice is something really unique.
To bring the machine to the customer, we put on a sort of gondola. It was amazing to have. We got a picture who really represent this kind of customer because Venice is a unique place.
I feel like you're raising your game, right? You have a bigger team. You have more customers. What's your new drive, desire?
For a business point of view, we start to find the right intimacy with the customer working on a specific use case. But you're not becoming strategic to your customer. And so now our challenge is to become really a full platform that customer can rely for all the workload, but also on their digital transformation to become very multi-cloud or hybrid-cloud, whatever they need.
And that's from a country perspective, business perspective, go with a personal one. What's your challenge?
My challenge is to balance my time because I love to stay at customer side. But as you know, when team is growing, there is also internal needs. And so this balance is something that is my focus because I think it's really strategic. We need to have the team energized because when people is energized, bringing the same energy and the same passion of the customer, customers are falling in love about more of the people sometimes than the technology, and this is something very close to our country and tradition style.
If I can ask, how is it finding talent?
So in particular, as I'm covering the technical role, candidates are coming thinking that technology background is the key. In Nutanix, it's not enough. The culture of the people joining the team is the key. And we see the best talent that are today in Nutanix Italy is not the best CV or the best background. It's the people that want to bring their personality inside the business and trust this is not just selling a box, but is driving a change inside the IT technology and landscape.
To me, it's a remarkable story that you were one person and Yes. Two, and I think it's a remarkable story.
Two, three, four, and right now we are really too many. And sometimes I look back and I think when I was alone, it was for sure not enough. And right now we built something really special. I couldn't expect this kind of growth. During an interview, someone asked me, what do you think Nutanix will be in 3 years? And my simple answer is, if I think about to be able to sell what we had in 2012, I simply can answer that we just scratch the surface of our market. Try to think about what's happened from 2012 until now. We got so many solutions to bring to the customer to solve so many pains, so many needs, that we got a future. We just started the game. Looking ahead, we can be only successful, but as Christian said, we need to find the right people and the right talent. That's the secret, and that's not easy.
Many people would look at what you do as you're pioneering a lot of change in Italy. Like, how's it feel to be on the edge of innovation or pushing innovation to people you think could benefit?
This is an interesting question. As you said, we are a pioneer. Now I think we have started something again from scratch. We are still at the beginning of Nutanix's journey. It's something different between selling something and be part of the customer transformation. And so this is, for us, it's very key. And I think it's a day-by-day activity that still energizes you to wake up in the morning. I see the same energy inside the team, so we are super happy about our team and what we build as a Nutanix Italy.
Yeah, and the customer obsession is the key. And it's the secret also to go inside the customer and to move together with our Nutanix journey. It's not easy, by the way, as Christian said. We started virtualizing the storage, and now we do something completely different. We can speak with the customer about digital transformation. We need to take the hands of the customer and to bring him in this journey together. That's the strong challenge for the future.
Toward the end of the interview, we switched to Italian. I did my best to get the first question out.
I don't know if I'll say it right. Come hai fatto comincia questo professionale? Questo, sì, I don't know.
Ah, io quando ho finito l'università e sono un ingegnere elettronico, io ho detto, non voglio fare il system engineer, voglio fare il venditore. E da quel giorno io ho cominciato la mia carriera di vendita. Erano circa 25 anni fa.
Io invece ho iniziato fin da bambino. Ho avuto la fortuna di avere un computer a casa e da lì mi sono appassionato alla programmazione e ho seguito tutti gli studi legati all'information technology e poi ho avuto la grande fortuna di lavorare per una società americana e da lì la mia passione infinita per la tecnologia, ma soprattutto nell'arco degli anni anche per stare vicino ai clienti e aiutarli nella loro evoluzione tecnologica.
Talk about what you're going to do in Copenhagen, like who you're going to go talk to.
Sì, diciamo che quest'anno abbiamo fatto una scelta molto particolare per raggiungere Copenaghen. Invece di prendere l'aeroplano siamo venuti con l'auto di Alberto.
È la crisi dei 50 anni, sapete come funziona, abbiamo fatto questa pazzia. E già quello è un bell'inizio.
Quello che ci aspettiamo in questi giorni è sicuramente dedicare tutto il nostro tempo ad aiutare i clienti a trovare il giusto feeling per creare una buona relazione con tutto il team e essere confidenti della tecnologia Nutanix.
E non solo, abbiamo qui a Copenaghen 250 clienti dall'Italia, io penso sia un numero eccezionale, e l'obiettivo è quello di creare il network tra i clienti, tra i partner e naturalmente con i membri del team e tutta la struttura di Nutanix, non solo Italia. Abbiamo molto da condividere e il network è il segreto per far sì che le cose vengano meglio.
Infatti, chi meglio dei clienti può vendere ai clienti stessi? E questo è il successo di quando una tecnologia diventa un uso comune e diventa parte integrante della vita delle soluzioni del cliente stesso.
Quindi ci aspettano 2 o 3 giorni mica tanto tranquilli.
Direi che la nostra agenda è estremamente fitta, ma sono estremamente contento di essere qui e non vedo l'ora di iniziare.
Vabbè, buon lavoro allora.
What started off as one guy in his car driving across Italy demoing Nutanix technology has blossomed into offices in Milan and Rome, and their sales force is growing. This is the Tech Barometer podcast, part of the online news publication, The Forecast. You can find more stories and podcasts at theforecastbynutanix.com.